Lately, I've been using a new product that I really like. It's called Superbeads. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research and the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates are converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to Superbeads activity. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeads.com. That's 800-738-2198, intelligentbeads.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about today. Plus, we invite you to call us with your questions, 888-302-3684. That's our number, 888-302-3684. And among the stories we're going to talk about today, a couple of innovative treatments for some very, very nasty conditions. Tinnitus, which afflicts millions, perhaps tens of millions of individuals, very tough to treat. New innovative therapy promises a breakthrough for sufferers of tinnitus. Also, fibromyalgia. You'll never guess what could help this painful, body-wide, debilitating syndrome. 888-302-3684. First of all, I want to thank our listeners, as I did at the top of the hour last hour, which you can listen to via podcast. And that's appropriate because this announcement is about our podcasts, our Intelligent Medicine podcasts. We have just learned, we've compiled the statistics, and we have achieved in just 1 year 1 million downloads of our Intelligent Medicine podcast. That means that people go to drhoffman.com or they go to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever they subscribe to the podcasts, and they've downloaded them and listened to them over 1 million times. So we want to express our deep appreciation to those of you who are faithful listeners to the Intelligent Medicine podcast. It's a great way to learn more, amplify your knowledge, because yeah, many of you listen via the radio, and that's fine. But there's lots more content available at drhoffman.com, original content, not just the weekend program. Many of you listen to just 1 hour of the program because it's only aired for 1 hour in your area. But there's an additional hour that we record from noon to 2 p.m. You can noon to 1 p.m. And you can listen to it via our podcast. We usually post our weekend podcast on Monday morning in its entirety. And then there's lots more content there. For example, an interview that we did with one of my good colleagues here in New York, Dr. Raphael Kelman, about his new book, The Microbiome Diet, which talks about how the bacteria that inhabit your intestinal tract determine your metabolism and how you can alter your microbiome in a favorable way to enhance your chances that you're going to lose weight. And that's a good lead-in to this story. You know, there's a famous biblical saying, I believe it's from the book of Matthew. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than to enter into the kingdom, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Let me get that right. It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so it is, too, apparently, for obese people to recover normal body weight. Despite the very, very extravagant promises of the diet industry that it's easy to melt off the pounds in so many which ways that Americans spend billions of dollars for, this study comes to us from Great Britain. The chance of an obese person attaining normal body weight is 1 in 210 for men, and 1 in 124 for women. Now, for those with severe obesity, defined as a body mass index over 35, the chances are reduced to 1 in 1,290 for men, and 1 in 667 for women. And these findings suggest the current weight management programs that simply focus on diet and exercise are not effective in tackling obesity overall. And, you know, part of the problem is they're focusing on the wrong diets. They say that in England, the main treatment options offered to obese people are weight management programs offered through the National Health Services. And this evidence suggests the current system is simply not working for the vast majority of overweight individuals. And the key here should be on prevention, because once you have crossed that threshold into obesity or severe overweight, it's harder and harder to find the comeback trail. They conclude that current strategies to tackle obesity, which mainly focus on just cutting calories and cranking up the physical activity, are simply failing to help the majority of obese people to shed weight and maintain that weight loss. So we need better strategies, more holistic strategies to bring to the fore. And prevention is the key. We got to get folks early before the onset of severe irreversible obesity. All right, this item, and this has to do with just a little chore that I was involved in this morning. You know, once in a while, you got to replace the filters if you have a filtration system. And my filtration system comes via my refrigerator. It's really cool because one of my favorite things to do is to walk by the refrigerator, and there's a dispenser outside the refrigerator. It dispenses ice, and it dispenses cold water. It's really cool. But all that water has got to come through a filter, and that filter is vastly overworked, filtering out all kinds of gunk. And I often go too long without changing filters. Finally, I got around to ordering and changing the filter on my refrigerator. And curiously, you know, I get the box, and I read the specifications, and it says filters chlorine, odors, cysts, lead, mercury, asbestos, and select pesticides and chemicals. So it's doing a pretty good job of filtering out the stuff I don't want. But it also says that this latest model of filter, by the way, this is a standard GE replacement part. It's called a MWF refrigerator water filter. Standard water filter that you install, you screw it in inside the refrigerator, and it's a carbon block filter. And these little buggers are expensive. They cost, you know, 30 bucks, 40 bucks a piece. It now filters select pharmaceuticals, which is a pretty sad state of affairs. It suggests that we've got hot and cold running drugs in our water supply. Specifically, this has been tested and verified to remove 94% of 5 pharmaceuticals, including ibuprofen, progesterone, atenolol, which is a beta blocker blood pressure medication, trimethoprim, which is an antibiotic, sometimes referred to as Bactrim, and fluoxetine, which is Prozac. Isn't that delightful? Yes. We now have ibuprofen, progesterone, atenolol, trimethoprim, and Prozac in our water supplies. And God knows what else, because there's only a certification for these 5 trace pharmaceuticals. What about all the others, all the other antibiotics and antidepressants? And maybe there's a little bit of Viagra, Cialis, Levitra in my water supply. It's interesting that now the NSF, which is the Water Certification Bureau, now tests these filters for selective removal of those pharmaceutical residues that people are flushing down the toilet and inevitably find their way into our water supplies. That's not great, because we are all on drugs, whether or not we intend to be. All right, 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll answer your questions momentarily here on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I want to announce that two of our popular supplements, supplements that I developed personally, are back in stock at the Hoffman Center. So check out drhoffman.com or check out hoffmancenter.com for Foundation Formula. It's a one-stop shop for all your nutrient needs. And I just reformulated it to include the latest and best forms of key ingredients, like the best bioavailable magnesium and the most natural 5-methylfolate as opposed to folic acid, and mixed tocopherol vitamin E with tocotrienols. And that's because I want to stay ahead of the curve on latest nutritional innovation. So check out Foundation Formula. Also, OsteoSupport, perfect companion to Foundation Formula for those desirous to prevent bone loss and help restore their bone density. All right. Our next caller is going to receive a gift. Cedarside, one of our sponsors, is making available a package to give away to a lucky listener, which is the Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray Sample Pack with 1, 2.5, and 4-ounce spritzers. Convenient sizes for all your travel and daily needs. That's a $24 value, and that goes to our first caller, Joanna from New York City. How you doing, Joanna?
Okay, and I'm delighted for that gift.
Indeed.
I was told that I have too much iron in my blood, something. I should have the figures in front of me, but something was registering at 16.7.
Uh-huh.
I was given a genetic test. I passed that test.
Okay.
I was told that, and I actually went along with it once, that I should be bled.
Right.
And I went to the doctor's office, and I'm a thin person,
yeah,
and they took blood for me, and I was just woozy, and it was awful. And then I Googled it and found most people don't stick with that, but it is dangerous, apparently, to have thick blood or whatever.
Right.
Is there something else I can do about it?
Yeah. So, you know, the couple of ways that you can have too much iron, but, you know, you don't have the gene for hemochromatosis, which is the major genetic cause for increased iron. That's a condition that afflicts both men and women, but it's worse in men because until the age of 50, women menstruate, and in effect, they're bled. So their levels of iron don't accumulate. Once you reach the age of menopause, your levels of iron will go up just like a man's. So high levels of iron, you know, iron is, it's a heavy metal, you know, akin to lead or cadmium. You know, iron butterflies, a heavy metal band, and heavy metals can act as catalysts for free radicals in the body, and they do damage. They do damage to the heart, the brain, the liver. You can get what's called bronze diabetes, where literally your skin turns a darker color because of iron deposits, and your pancreas is damaged by the excess iron. So this does not appear to be your problem. The 16.7 that you're referring to, maybe, I'm guessing, could be your hemoglobin, which should be under 16, under 15, and what that suggests is that you have a proliferation of your red blood cells, and that's a condition that's different. It also, you know, both excess iron and high blood counts are treated by bleeding you. You sort of top off your tank. You have extra blood, so they're taking away the extra blood, and that's one way of treating it. Have they talked about any other form of treatment for that? Because sometimes they use a medication called urea for treating high blood counts.
No, nothing else was mentioned. That's why I called you.
Okay. So it's that, look, I mean, this is, in the old days, they used to bleed people for everything. You know, like you don't feel good, they bleed you. You know, and it was, for a vast majority of people, it hastened their demise. In fact, George Washington, when he developed congestive heart failure, they said, well, bleed him. Well, that's the wrong thing to do for somebody with congestive heart failure. They just thought he had, you know, that was one of the ancient explanations for sickness, is that you had too much blood and they had to drain off these evil humors. And so they even have a medical journal that's named The Lancet, which is historically doctors used to carry a lancet not to do surgery, but to slice one of your blood vessels and bleed you into a pan and take away your extra blood. Well, turns out that that's actually a good thing to do for this particular condition. And, you know, it's the right kind of treatment. You're under the care of a hematologist, and they're doing the right thing. And even though you're thin, you'll do fine if they just normalize your blood count. They want to take away just the right amount, not too little, not too much, just right, and you'll have a normal blood count, and you'll do just fine. I don't think you're going to experience a weakness or a debilitation from this at all.
I mean, I felt terrible.
Well, you just may not be used to it. But I mean, it's the right kind of treatment, because otherwise, I mean, the consequence of it is that too high a blood count can lead to sludging of your blood. You can have a stroke, or you can have a blood clot. And so it's important to regulate your counts. Is there a nutritional treatment for this? No. In my opinion, there's not a specific nutritional treatment for that. Good nutrition can help virtually any condition, but it's probably not something that just responds to a vitamin or a supplement. All right. Let me announce that there's something that's lurking in Congress. And all these strange bills emanate from Congress when we're otherwise distracted with big affairs like Iran or immigration. The House Agricultural Committee recently approved something called the DARC Act. The DARC Act is something that's going to keep you in the dark about GMO labeling. They're going to pass it along to their colleagues in Congress for approval. And we need to fight back. So go to anh-usa.org or go to Environmental Working Group, EWG.org, to check out what you can do to alert your congressman that you are not pleased with the prospect that you will not know what's in your food. The DARC Act is designed to keep you in the dark. This is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeats.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Call us, because we've got a couple of lines open for questions, and we got time to answer them. 888-302-3684 is our number. 888-302-3684. And before we get to our callers, I want to tell you about Superbeets. Superbeets, you know, based on the nitric oxide principle. You know, last hour, if you go to a podcast, we interviewed Dr. Nathan Bryan who is an innovative scientist who's developed a delivery system for a dietary product, a nutritional supplement, that can raise your nitric oxide levels. Nitric oxide is super important because it helps to boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. But it's also a performance enhancer. Beet juice has been used traditionally by athletes, endurance athletes. And now there's a more palatable way to get the benefits of beets in Super Beets. So I want to announce that Super Beets now comes in black cherry flavor, which is delicious. I've been using it. And if the taste of the original Super Beets was holding you back, now's the time to give black cherry flavor Super Beets a try. You get the benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. Plus, there's a new product, Neo 40, which is a lozenge that dissolves on your tongue, and it delivers instantaneous nitric oxide throughout your system. So join me and take the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Challenge. When you order two boxes of Neo 40, which is the lozenge, you'll get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free. You can use them together. Plus, you'll get a free book about the science behind nitric oxide. You'll get free saliva testing strips and free shipping along with a money-back guarantee. Neo 40 and Super Beets together, they're tested, patented, and they work. Plus, now Super Beets comes in black cherry flavors, so you have no reason not to give it a try. Call 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeets.com. Once again, 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeets.com. 888-302-3684 for calls. And hey, by the way, if you don't feel like calling, maybe you're doing something, or you're a little, shy, you don't want to get on the air with me, you can send your questions via email to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com, and we will use your questions for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast. It's an interesting podcast because we answer lots of questions, and we do a duet. Our Hoffman Center nutritionist, Layla Mudin, is also available for consultations, and she and I answer questions if you send them to radioprogram@AOL.com. All right, so fibromyalgia, very, very baffling, challenging medical condition. You know, there are drugs for fibromyalgia, but a lot of people don't like the drugs because they feel the drugs knock them out and make them feel brain dead and have all kinds of side effects. It's a chronic pain syndrome that strikes an estimated 1 in 70 Americans. I personally think that's an underestimate. Most of them women. And it's characterized by symptoms such as musculoskeletal pain, fatigue, memory loss, depression, mood swings. And it's a challenging, difficult condition to treat. We often treat it successfully with a combination of therapies, with sometimes thyroid replacement, sometimes hormonal replacement. Men with fibromyalgia do very well with testosterone. Women sometimes with natural estrogen, progesterone, DHEA. Magnesium is very important. Sometimes oral magnesium will suffice, but intravenous magnesium in a Myers cocktail can help. And on and on it goes. Vitamin D, very helpful for pain syndromes. And, it depends on your cause of fibromyalgia. So we take a holistic approach. But here's a breakthrough high-tech method of treating fibromyalgia. And the research comes to us from the University of Tel Aviv in Israel, where they do a lot of innovative stuff. Hyperbaric oxygen for fibromyalgia. The thought is, maybe the muscles aren't getting enough oxygen in this condition, so they're weak, they're achy. Hyperbaric oxygen chambers expose patients to pure oxygen at higher than atmospheric pressures, and so they gave a group of 70 patients hyperbaric oxygen. And they found that a very high percentage of them, the majority of them, had substantial improvement in their fibromyalgia symptoms. Now, in my practice, I don't do hyperbaric oxygen. It's very difficult to get a hyperbaric oxygen chamber in Manhattan because of all the fire and safety regulations. But many complementary physicians offer hyperbaric oxygen as an ancillary treatment for circulatory problems. And, hey, you know, get a hold of a doctor who does that. If you're suffering from fibromyalgia, you may get very, very substantial improvement according to the study. And now here's another, you never would think of this, an innovative treatment for tinnitus, which bedevils millions, perhaps tens of millions of people, very hard to treat. The new treatment, based on a study, they looked at 64 people with significant ringing in their ears, and they gave them something called TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation. Now, TMS is currently used in the treatment of depression. Certain psychiatrists have these expensive, fancy units in their office, and the treatments are expensive, sometimes not covered by insurance because it's not acknowledged that this is the definitive treatment for depression. But one of my patients came to me and said that her depression had not been alleviated by any psychiatric medication, but when she took TMS, her depression was substantially lifted by a magnetic field that was applied with kind of a helmet to her external head. And TMS is now being explored in the treatment of tinnitus. And what they found was that patients receiving TMS, 56% of participants receiving TMS improved by the end of 10 sessions of TMS. And that, you know, I mean, look, it's not 100%. It's not a, you know, for everyone, it's not a home run. But something worth exploring as we research solutions to this very, very challenging condition of ringing in the ears. All right, let's take a call from Carol in New Jersey. How you doing, Carol? Hi, Carol.
Hi. I'm calling about two issues. One is my gums. I do suffer from a nickel allergy, and I'm very diligent in terms of flossing and et cetera, but I do seem to have an issue with some gum disease, early stages.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I didn't know if there was any supplements or is coconut oil beneficial. And then the
Absolutely. Yeah, there is. I mean, coconut oil can be helpful in, you know, you swish it around in your mouth. This is actually referred to as oil pulling. And, you know, you swish around for like really long period of time, like 15, 20 minutes with, you could take a little coconut oil. And it is, coconut oil has some very interesting antiseptic properties. That's why it's helpful sometimes for superficial skin infections, and it's also anti-inflammatory. So periodontal disease is both an infectious and an inflammatory condition. And you do a little oil pulling with a teaspoon of coconut oil, and that may help. The other thing is, you know, we want to look at your overall nutrition because if you're taking a lot of sugar, you take a lot of refined carbohydrates, that can feed the bacteria that promote this. You can use xylitol chewing gums. The brand that I prefer is the Spry brand, S-P-R-Y. They have a dental defense system which consists of gums as well as mouthwashes and lozenges. And the idea is to do that, to apply xylitol at least four times a day in your mouth. And finally, on the nutritional front, vitamin D appears to help periodontal disease. But there's some convincing studies on coenzyme Q10. That help with gum recession and perio disease. So, you know, there you have, I think, some, you know, potential strategies. Also consider anti-inflammatory nutrients like curcumin. Curcumin would be a good one to try because, I mean, it helps inflammation in many sites in the body, and it may also help to support gum health. Green tea as well. If you drink green tea, you can swish it around in your mouth. The EGCG in green tea appears to be helpful against gum disease. So there you have some potential strategies.
Do you think a nickel allergy could be contributing?
Well, what do you have something in your mouth that's nickel?
Well, fillings. The fillings.
Well, hopefully not. Yeah, I'm not really familiar with the potential for nickel to be in fillings. Not so much in fillings, but maybe in bridges or dental appliances.
Okay, well,
but I guess that's a possibility. You know, you may want to see a integrative dentist to see if you're sensitive to some of the materials in your mouth. Because there's, I mean, just like with earrings, I mean, some women have a hell of a time wearing earrings and their pierced ears, they get all inflamed, and they have profound sensitivity to the very minute amounts of nickel alloy that are in the posts in the earrings. So, yeah, I guess it's a possibility in your mouth. Maybe you need an evaluation to see if there's any source of that in your, your oral cavity.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 as we continue with today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating often isn't even triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that can make your stomach swell and bloat, and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps by efficiently breaking down food that is challenging to digest. As a result, the undigested food occupies less space, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We got a caller from Nebraska. Eva, how you doing?
Pretty good, thank you. I hope you can help me. I have a problem with dry skin, especially my hands and feet, and also very itchy scalp. I tried topical things over the counter. Mm-hmm. Nothing helps.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, look, when it comes to skin, there are topical things. But you know, we spend all too much on moisturizing our skin from the outside, and we should be moisturizing our skin from the inside. I mean, one of the products that I like, and it's a natural product, you go to drhoffman.com and check it out. I really do like it for dry skin. It's called Sofito Pure Body Moisturizer, and it's made with all natural ingredients. The problem with a lot of moisturizers, they contain harsh chemicals which can actually inflame the skin, and then the skin, you know, gets progressively more inflamed and hence flaky and drier. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Eva. You're a good health condition? Are you taking any medications? Do you have any health problems?
I have all kinds of problems, but I think it's because of my age. Also, I'm 73, and
I don't accept that. I don't accept that 73. Okay. You got to pack it in, and you know you got to have a lot
no,
of health
I
problems.
No, I haven't given it up. I still go to the gym daily, or most days, and I try to exercise. Daily.
Okay, so that's good, but let's focus on your diet. What do you typically have for breakfast?
Protein. It could be yogurt with cottage cheese or a piece of cheese or a couple of eggs.
Okay,
that's my diet.
That sounds pretty good. You know, what I'm looking for there, you know, some people have a breakfast that's laden with sugar and refined carbohydrates, which can also promote inflammation. You know, you want to be on an anti-inflammatory diet if you have skin problems, and that would mean you'd need a lot of healthy oils. You want to get a lube job from inside, not from outside. So you want plenty of olive oil, but also a lot of omega-3 oils. You may want to take supplements of natural fish oil, and also borage oil. Borage oil is a great source of GLA, which is sort of an internal skin moisturizer. So you may want to take 2-3 capsules of GLA along with maybe 4 or 6 capsules of fish oil. You know, in Nebraska, maybe there's not that much in the way of oily fish, you know, in our, although, you know, fish supply now is ubiquitous throughout America. It used to be that people in the center of America didn't get any fish, but now you do. The other thing is vitamin D is very helpful for skin problems. You got to investigate the possibility that all the dairy you're eating is contributing to your allergies. Sometimes dairy or wheat or another food can cause skin inflammation, which can result in eczema, which makes it appear that you have dry skin. So, you know, those are some of the possibilities. Vitamin E as well can act as a natural skin moisturizer. And, you know, if you were a patient, you know, I would do a workup on you. I'd measure your essential fatty acids. I would look for nutrient levels, see if you have any food intolerances that might promote difficulties there. Check your vitamin D, because vitamin D plays a role in susceptibility to psoriasis and eczema, which, you may have a form of that that hasn't been yet diagnosed. So give those things a shot and call us back if that works for you. Let's talk to Mike in Brooklyn. How you doing? Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, Doc. My vitamin B levels, I was just thought we might be able to check the vitamin levels. I'm trying to take supplements and stuff. So
right.
Vitamin B6 was extremely high, and I don't take
yeah,
much.
So let me explain this to you. Is that, you know, we tend to view test results as the gospel. You know, like, oh, my goodness, my vitamin B6 levels are too high. That means I shouldn't be taking any. And I got to say that the technology for measuring vitamin B6 adequacy is way off. It's pretty good for vitamin D. It's pretty good for certain things. But actually, the blood levels of nutrients don't tell you a lot about whether you need the nutrients. Like a lot of people walking around with normal serum magnesium may need more magnesium. A lot of people with seemingly normal B12 may need more B12. But I, you know, almost invariably when I test for B6, people have too much. It's the very rare case that we see someone who has too little. And that means that the test is screwed up. It means that virtually anyone who takes even a multivitamin is going to show up as having too much B6, and then the doctors get all upset and say, oh, you know, stop taking B6. It's dangerous. You get too high levels. I would disregard that. I really don't think that that's significant. And it just points up the problems with testing for vitamins. It's very challenging to get a handle on whether you have adequate levels of key nutrients just via blood tests. It's an art, deciphering the results and also linking them to people's clinical circumstances. Sometimes people need more vitamin B6 for certain reasons. Women who have PMS benefit from higher doses of vitamin B6. Patients with carpal tunnel syndrome can take astronomical levels of B6 therapeutically to treat these types of nerve problems. So, you know, I simply disregard that test. Unfortunately, you as a layperson, I mean, understand it. You place a lot of faith in these blood tests, but my experience tells me that they're, you know, misleading. Let's talk now to Susan, who is in Brooklyn, New York. One of my favorite places, Brooklyn. How you doing?
Hi there. Well, I've had the pleasure of coming to some of your seminars, and I've, you know, listened
Great.
To you for many years, and I know you're also very fit and knowledgeable about fitness. And my question is do you know anything about this rebounding, which is basically jumping on, well, I guess any kind of trampoline, but a mini trampoline, which I read about through Louise Gittleman's book,
yeah.
that it activates the lymphatic system.
Exactly.
But is there any risk of that for anything to your organs? Or?
Well, clearly there's a risk. I mean, you know, one is you got to have a pretty good sense of balance. I wouldn't suggest that someone who's got poor balance, you know, start, you know, jumping up and down on a rebounder without a little experience. Because there's a potential for falls, number one. Number two, I mean, certain conditions, you know, can get exacerbated by being on a rebounder. If you're someone who has urinary incontinence due to a prolapsed bladder or uterus, I mean, the up and down is not going to be good. But generally, that's going to be a good practice. That's going to be something that does stimulate blood flow to all parts of your body. It's fairly easy to do. It doesn't, you know, you can do it in when you don't have the greatest cardiovascular conditioning. And it may also, you know, the repeated pressure on your bones, you know, intermittent pressure and then relieved by, you know, jumping, can stimulate regeneration of the of your bone density in your spine and in your hips. So, you know, I think that that's fine. I think that that's a good idea. And so, you know, that's a good lead-in to this story, which I'll share with you. Exercise linked to improved erectile and sexual functioning in men, perhaps also in women, but the study only looked at men. Men who exercise more have better erectile and sexual functioning, according to a new study. That's sort of a duh study, but one of the benefits of exercise is that you're fitter, you have better circulation, better conditioning, and that results in better sexual functioning. The results found that men who reported more frequent exercise, a total of 18 metabolic equivalents per week, had higher sexual function scores. How do you achieve 18 METs of exercise? You simply combine exercises with different intensities, but it's the equivalent of 2 hours of strenuous exercise, such as running or swimming, 3.5 hours of moderate exercise, or 6 hours of light exercise. So, hey, you want to be sexier, consider exercising. And if you want to be healthier, support Intelligent Medicine by shopping at drhoffman.com for all your supplement needs. Check us out at Dr. Hoffman. We've got lots of great stuff at Intelligent Medicine.